But freed from the constraints of an accurate knowledge of history, the Greeks instead approached it quite differently, in a way that we could call mythopoetic, in a way that was less interested in historical reality and more interested in a poetic memory of the past. Now, that might sound nice and airy-fairy. What does it mean in concrete terms? What it means is this. For hundreds of years after the Bronze Age, Greek poets were telling stories based on that world. They told stories about the great king at Mycenae, Agamemnon, or the great king, the red-headed king, and his horrible queen in Sparta, Menelaus and Helen. But they had no accurate knowledge of these people. Instead, what they did was to take some vague memories of that Bronze Age world and to cobble them together into a series of stories and poems, which then took on a life of their own. Homer and Hesiod, by going back to that world, were actually giving the Greeks something much more important than a sense of history. They were giving them a sense of identity, that this was their heroic past. In one way, we could say that while we examine the Bronze Age of the Greeks, what the Greeks themselves examined was their Golden Age. Right, we call it Bronze Age because we're dealing with the real metals being used. But in Homer, that world was transformed through memory and through poetry into something much more potent. And when we read the Iliad and when we read the Odyssey, what we are in fact getting is a poetic distillation of 500 years of oral tradition after the Bronze Age, a tradition that kept the memory alive and in every retelling of the story subtly transformed it, condensed it, distilled it until it became something pure and essential. And that pure and essential memory finally became much more important for the Greeks than an accurate knowledge of the Bronze Age. Instead, it became the core of what they were as Greeks. And that is why, in all subsequent generations, Greek youths, Greek boys, are going to grow up being taught Homer. Not reading Schliemann or Blagan or Evans, not worrying about what is physically to be seen at Mycenae, to see the Mycenaean palace on the Acropolis at Athens. The physical remnants, the things we've been concerned about, really convey nothing to them. They are merely objects there. But instead, the reinterpretation of that past into something else, into something heroic, will become most important. Now, what we will do then in the next lecture is very quickly look at the specific reasons, we're going to revert to history and archaeology, of why this culture really did collapse. But then what I want to do is to go on from there and to, through an examination of Homer and the Dark Ages, to talk about both the material difference between the Bronze Age and what comes after, the Iron Age, and then to explore the way in which, by being released from the dead hand of the past, by not having to concentrate on the accurate knowledge of history, the Greeks were able, through myth, through memory, and through poetry, finally to create something much more lasting, a Greek identity, and finally, a Greek culture.